Thank you. And I want to thank the people that came here that are part of the second American Revolution. We shall prevail. That is a guarantee. Because as the New World Order turns up the heat, they're going to form more resistance. The tighter they squeeze, more people are going to have that light bulb go off above their head. Now, I believe this council is made up of good people. And I think it's great that Jackie Goodman, Mayor Pro Tem, has brought this forward. Let's go through the facts. And John Ashcroft, Lord Bush, and their military-industrial complex owners who are setting up a military dictatorship. I mean, this is admitted. PNAC documents cannot hide the reality. In fact, Ashcroft, 6 months ago, really committed a federal crime. He sworn testimony for the House and Senate. He said there is no new terrorism legislation. It's not been introduced. The Domestic Security Enhancement Act, the Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act, House and Senate versions. It's like if I got there and said the sun didn't come up this morning. You'd laugh at me. But the press didn't call him on it. Now he's saying there is a Patriot Act 1, a Victory Act 2, and you better pass all of them. You know what's in Patriot Act 2, Section 501? You put the description of a terrorist under Section 802 of the first Patriot Act. You can be arrested and secretly executed. That's right. A three military judge panel. Now what is Section 802 of the first Patriot Act that passed on October 27th, 2001, 5 in the morning, when no one was allowed to read it, according to members of Congress? The definition of terrorist is any action that endangers human life that is a violation of any federal or state law. They have many other definitions about anything that influences government. Go read it for yourself. They're counting on you not reading it. Hitler and Stalin and people didn't have the nerve to put stuff like this down on paper. They just did it. That's what's so amazing about this. And to see the assistant U.S. attorney here peddling this is really sad, but I know it's under orders. 2 months ago, it was reported that Ashcroft met out in Hollywood with the heads, big editors of all the newspapers, and the heads of law enforcement, and said, we'd like you to go out and write editorials, editors, we'd like U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys, write editorials, get on talk shows, get out there and sell this to people. This is good. This is a wonderful thing. In case you don't know this, and the people here today to understand that it's a stage-managed event. I mean, it really was hatched in a smoky room to oppress you, to manipulate you, to con you. Now, that makes me very angry, and that's why it's so exciting that this council may simply just say we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we will not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And in this city, America is still America. I mean, it's just that simple. Because we know there's criminals on the street. We know there's bad people. But they don't have the massive mechanisms, the machinery of government and military and militarized police and prison complexes to oppress at levels never before seen. Last century, 200 million killed by government. 200 million killed. Millions of American Indians, Native Americans, killed in this country. So don't tell me we shouldn't have a concern when the most draconian legislation in the history of the world, dwarfing Byzantine Spain and France, is rolled out against the people.